This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Refusing to serve clients or carry products is a right most people want to have. If a firm does so unjustly, it suffers at the marketplace. Moleskine, a high-end paper company known for its writing tablets, is now trying to make themselves famous for refusing to sell to pro-life groups like Texas Right to Life, saying that their ethics informs them that abortion is a right and they don't want the business from those who publicly disagree. Abortion-friendly Moleskine is essentially saying that when pro-life people are shopping this year, they should look for other high-end paper companies. Let me list four. Rhodia, Leuchtturm, Piccadilly from California, and Field Notes from Chicago. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, attorneys for two pro-life students appeared in court last week making civil rights allegations against a school for hindering free speech activities of Christina Garza and Brianna Baxter. The two were arrested for peacefully distributing pro-life literature outside a Jackson, Mississippi high school in 2012. And religious people in various churches are touting abortion as something God understands. From a rally in Kentucky to ads in the Chicago Trib, abortion is being sold in the name of God. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.